Good afternoon, children. Today I'm very lucky to be on the phone to a local historian. Her name is Hazel Vickery, and she is very, very knowledgeable on all the local history of Bantry. The events of 1796 and Theobald Wolfe Tone are very close to the hearts of people of Bantry, because we, the French Armada, tried to come into Bantry Bay in 1796. The square in Bantry is called Wolfe Tone Square, and there's a statue of Wolfe Tone erected in the middle of the square, so that we're all very familiar with Wolfe Tone and the events that went on with the French Armada in 1796. But Hazel is here just to tell us a little bit more about it. So thanks, Hazel, for having this chat with me today.
You're very welcome. Hello, pupils.
Yes, they're fifth class from Skullcree ESA. Hazel, would you just be able to tell us maybe a brief, I suppose, a very, very short background and the events leading up to the landing of the French Armada in Bantry Bay, and what happened when they did?
As I'm sure you have children now, I'm sure, as you have been told by your teacher, that it was the French had offered to help the any country that was oppressed, and the Irish took them up on this offer, and after some time making arrangements, the fleet of 42 ships and I think 14 ships and 42,000 men, or am I wrong? It's the other way around. 42 ships and 14,000 men left with all their equipment, left Brest in December. And of course, December is not the best time for sailing.
No,
and
that's
of course,
for sure.
It was sailing boats. So they left Brest, and after some storms blew up, and it was a very stormy sailing, and a lot of the ships were scattered. They didn't make it up to Bantry at all. And then they were coming near Bantry, they were becalmed, and they were off the coast of Mizzenhead and around that area, and they were becalmed. But then they moved, they were able to sail again, and they arrived into Bantry, and they took shelter near Castletown there, because another storm had blown up. Now, don't forget now, this would have taken from the beginning of December to, it was coming up to Christmas, it was coming up to the 20th of December by the time they started to arrive into Bantry Bay.
So were they over 2 weeks just trying to get into the bay?
Over 2 weeks, yes. It was over, don't forget, this is a sailing ship. And it was a very rough, sail. So it was, there was about, yes, as you say, 2 weeks, and they made it into Bantry. Not all of the ships made it. They waited for more to come, because communications were very poor. I mean, it was semaphore, it was by flags that they communicated from one ship to the other, or flashing of lights. And they then made it further up into Bantry, somewhere around behind Whiddy, or the Gashel, around that area, near Glengarriff.
Okay, which is just a few miles from the bay.
Yes, so they made it up into what we would call the inner harbour. And, of course, Bantry Bay was chosen because it's a wide bay and sailing ships need a lot of space to turn in or to manoeuvre in, or tack as a sailing word. And then they expected to have an army waiting for them. But communications were so bad from Dublin to Bantry, no mobile phones then, That there was the people in Bantry who would have been sympathisers, they didn't know that the ships were coming at all.
Okay.
And I'm sure you've been told about that the Mr. White in Bantry House had warned the militia in Cork that there was French ships had been seen off the coast. And the militia did a forced march from Cork, taking 2 days to march from Cork to Bantry. And they arrived in Bantry and they were camping up in the grounds of Bantry House and the officers were staying in the house. The ships then were looking for provisions, and because the local people didn't know what was happening, they had hidden their cattle. They didn't want their cattle to be killed for meat.
Yes.
To supply the soldiers. And it was just very, very, very disorganized.
So the French weren't prepared for what faced
no,
them at all,
no.
weather-wise
no,
or communication-wise?
There was on land, there was no organisation to actually, the plans had been that they would land at Bantry and that the militia, local people would join them.
Yes.
And they would march to Cork.
Okay.
And then they would take Cork, they would go, and then they would march to Dublin. But of course, with no pre-planning on shore, they had no idea, nothing was happening. They didn't land, none of them, they didn't land at all. I mean.
But they were just a stone's throw away from land.
Yes,
isn't
there were,
that what Theobald Wolfe Tone said? That.
Theobald Wolfe-Tone, who was friendly with Mr. Hutchins of Ardnagashel, they had been in college together.
Okay.
In his diary, in Trinity, they'd been in college together. Mr. Hutchins, Arthur, I think it was. And in his diary, Wolfe-Tone had written that he could have thrown a biscuit to his friend, Mr. Hutchins.
Oh,
he couldn't think they were so close. But again, an easterly storm blew up, and now an easterly storm would blow them back out the bay. And eventually, because a lot of, there wasn't enough ships had arrived to the bay, and because the weather was so bad and this easterly storm, they decided to abandon and to head back to France. One of the ships was so badly damaged, the La Surveillance, it was so badly damaged that they literally sank her there in the bay. They took off the equipment and everything, and they sank her there in the bay.
Because there was no point carrying on with that ship.
Yes.
Wow. And yes, the anchor that's erected in Bantry Square,
yes,
that's from
yes.
one of those ships.
Yes. And the after that, because the government then after that were so worried about another French invasion, that they built the Martello Tower in Glengarriff.
Oh, yes.
And in Castletown there. And all around the coast of Ireland, they built what is known as Martello Towers. And also on Whiddy Island, they built 3 fortifications so that they wouldn't be caught out the next time it
okay.
happened.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So all those Martellos are actually because of what
Since,
happened
yes.
with the French Armada.
Because of the Napoleon and because of the threat of French invasion,
okay.
that the Martello Towers were built all around the country, and also that the fortifications were built on Whiddy Island. Because if you have on Google Maps, you look at Whiddy Island, you'll see 3. In the centre there's a hill, and
mm-hmm.
at either end there's a hill, and you'll see that there's the signs of a fortification still there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a circular stone wall in the middle in particular.
Oh, yes.
And there was the soldiers were barracks there and all, and they're so it was after that that they were
they
built.
Were prepared. But with Wolf Tone, I suppose he was very passionate and he had a great idea with great intentions
and beliefs.
He did, yes.
Now, as you know,
he was very disorganized.
He tried 2 years later then,
yes,
in 1798, and further up the coast.
Where he was captured in Lough Swilly.
Yes, Lough Swilly and Killala.
Okay, so that was following the failed attempt.
Yes,
and came to Bantry.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was after that when it was off because Bantry had failed, and they had probably a better admiral and a better commander. The French were better better commanders,
okay,
and they landed there. And this is where Wolf Tone was captured.
Yes.
2 years later.
Okay. And had a
so
sad
he was
ending.
Passionate.
He was
he
very
was passionate.
Passionate, but maybe
yes,
maybe not as organized and
didn't
plan ahead as well as he could have.
Yes. The ship that had the admiral and the money to buy provisions and everything,
yes,
that had been blown completely off course. And there had been no sign of us.
Now, children, I actually cut my little interview with Hazel slightly short because we just went on chatting a bit more. And I think you have enough information there on Wolf Tone's expedition to Bantry Bay. I hope you enjoyed it and found it useful and found our work on the Irish Rebellion interesting.